Before we cue the saxophone, it should be noted that the information conveyed in this podcast should not be construed to be tax advice specifically to you, the listener, as every taxpayer has a unique situation. Thus, what may benefit someone else's tax situation may not help you, or worse, could be detrimental. Therefore, do not act on any strategies discussed or implied by this podcast without first consulting with a tax professional.
Welcome back to episode 5 of Taxes and Beer. The podcast today is going to be about the weird tax changes that you need to know about, part 1. And we're going to talk about a couple weird things. First, weird tax changes. Second, the weird recording studio that we're sitting in right now, which happens to be Chase's wife's closet. And third, why Max is even in this room. He's going to talk about some weird beer that I don't like. But let's start with where we're actually recording. Weird closet space.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to strike that from the record. I don't know how much my wife's going to love the fact that we're doing this while she's at work.
Very weird. Second, weird beers. Max, I don't know why you're here, but welcome. Talk to us a little bit about this this weird beer here.
So this beer here is for people that are looking for a little bit of spice in their life. It is called the Habanero Sculpin, crafted at a local brewery here in San Diego called Ballast Point. They coincidentally enough were purchased recently for $1
billion. $1 billion.
But they've stayed true to their brand since then. Pretty much your run-of-the-mill IPA with habanero infused into it. You have about one or two of them before your mouth's on fire, so drink wisely.
Why would anybody want to drink a habanero pepper?
Some people are gluttons for punishment.
Wow.
Would that include you?
I think it would.
That's why you're an accountant.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty weird. Yeah, I don't like it at all. Tastes kind of like I'm drinking a pepper.
Yeah, nobody's perfect.
Okay. It kind of tastes like a turd covered in burnt hair.
I don't understand how you can drink this, Max.
I got nothing for that.
Anyways, you could say it's an acquired taste, I guess. Maybe.
We'll go with that.
We'll go with it. It's acquired taste. All right, so Chase, tell us about some of the weird tax changes. Part one.
So today is going to be about something a little bit weirder than us sitting in my wife's closet. Editor, strike that for the record. Today, we're actually going to be talking about the weird tax changes that you need to know about in 2018. Some of this we have touched on in previous episodes, but it is important to reiterate these changes as they affect millions of taxpayers.
All right, so where do you want to start with our affecting millions of taxpayers?
Alimony. It seems to me like this is not on many people's radars as they are either already divorced or not planning on getting divorced, but the change is significant. Specifically, the ex-spouse that is paying the alimony and separate maintenance payments can no longer deduct it from their income for tax purposes, and the receiving ex-spouse is not taxed on those payments. This change applies to divorce or separation agreements that are executed after December 31st of 2018, or ones that are executed prior to December 31st, 2018, but modified after that date. So it's a pretty major change for both parties in a divorce, since one person is going to get taxed on income that isn't theirs, while the other is receiving tax-free income. So why did this get changed? My hunch is that in order to stay below the mandated $1.5 trillion threshold over the next 10 years, this was a concession made because it's a way to increase revenue, in a somewhat politically neutral way. Think about it. The person who is paying the alimony is paying it because they are really the breadwinner, which means that they're going to be in a higher tax bracket than their spouse. Thus, you know, the IRS brings in more tax dollars by making the breadwinner pay tax at their higher tax rate as opposed to the other way around.
Yeah, sounds very sneaky by the IRS. And I guess you're right on that being somewhat non-controversial, since it doesn't affect pre-existing divorces or divorces in 2018, which would upset people with pending divorces. I would imagine that most people who aren't planning on getting divorced within the next 12 months probably aren't planning it at all. Let's hope.
Yeah, I mean, the only group who really has a problem with this is divorce attorneys, since this is typically used as a bargaining chip to reach an amicable divorce settlement. My idea, though, is that they should actually like this change because divorces are going to get messier, and that's obviously going to require more of their billable time.
That's all they want, more billable time.
Money, money, money.
So what's next?
Moving expenses. You used to be able to deduct moving expenses when you made a move for work purposes, but in 2018 and moving forward, see what I did there?
Clever.
You will not be able to deduct any moving expenses unless you are active duty military who moves pursuant to a military order with a permanent change of station. So the corollary here is also that if your employer provides reimbursement for moving expenses, well, those used to not be taxed. Now that reimbursement will be taxed the same as your regular salaries and wages.
Interesting and lame. I'm assuming this is another concession for that 1.5 trillion deficit limit?
Yeah, I'd say so.
All right, so what else is part of this weird, weird tax code?
Business entertainment expenses. You know, the E in M&E is no longer deductible.
Wait. This actually affects me quite a bit. Can you explain?
Yeah, so you previously could deduct 50% of entertainment expenses so long as they had a business purpose or reason, which usually meant entertaining clients or potential clients to foster a relationship. Not anymore. The new law says that no deduction will be allowed for any activity generally considered to be entertainment, amusement, or recreation. I don't know why they differentiated between entertainment and amusement, but they did. So that's a pretty wide net. Another thing, you know, you used to be able to deduct was 100% of meal costs when they were provided to employees at work for the convenience of the employer. Now, in those circumstances, you can only deduct 50% of those meal costs. And last, membership dues paid to just about any club are not deductible. So think country club dues or even business networking groups.
Well, there goes my hope of ever getting a golf membership or a golf club, whatever. Anyway, sounds horrible. What if some of these expenses encompass food and beverage?
So the amount that you can reasonably allocate to food and beverage still remains 50% deductible.
Okay, got it. So not terrible news since those expenses were only 50% deductible in the first place. That's still kind of a bummer.
Yep, agreed.
So what's next?
Miscellaneous itemized deductions are no longer deductible on your itemized deductions. Most popular deduction here is unreimbursed employee expenses. So those are no longer deductible in 2018 and beyond. Previously, you could deduct the cost of expenses incurred in connection with your W-2 job that your employer did not reimburse, including mileage, to the extent that those expenses exceeded 2% of your AGI or adjusted gross income. You also needed to itemize deductions to take advantage of this. This may be a moot point for most since so many taxpayers that used to itemize no longer will due to the increased standard deduction that we've talked about previously. There actually is about 28 different items that fell under miscellaneous itemized deductions, and it's really not worth explaining any of them because they're no longer deductible.
I mean, literally, you're ruining my life right now. I'm getting a little depressed because I'm pretty sure this entire podcast is about how I am personally taxed.
Yeah. Well, Justin, you have to remember that most taxpayers are still going to be in a better spot, even with these changes, due to the lower tax brackets, higher standard deduction, reduction of pass-through income, and increased child tax credits. And that is partially why we drink beer on these podcasts, to lift our spirits. So let's get out of this closet and not drink any more of those habanero sculpins.
Yeah, thank God. So let's do this. Join us next time for the part two of weird tax changes that you'll need to know about that will have you scratching your head just a little bit. And because Max is still sitting here, I wanted him to do the outro.
Lucky day.
Yeah, so here you go, Max. This is some of the stuff you have to say, but you can put in anything you want.
As always, we'd like to thank you for joining us on this podcast and encourage you to subscribe to stay current on tax issues that affect your bottom line. Please note that every individual taxpayer situation is completely unique and that you need to consult your tax professional prior to making any tax moves advocated or implied by this podcast. To that end, if you have any questions about any of the topics discussed in this podcast, we encourage you to reach out to us at info@darkhorsecpa.com. For content beyond the podcast, including how to become a client, please visit our website at darkhorsecpa.com and follow us on Instagram using the handle darkhorsecpa.
Woo!
Thanks, Max. Really good job.
Yeah, no problem.